KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have cloudy skies. It's 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers a possibility. Otherwise, we'll look for those cloudy skies with a high near 70, winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Hundreds helped to search Sunday for a missing boy who was last seen late Thursday morning in Montezuma. Sunday was Xavier Harrelson's 11th birthday. About 375 volunteers and 125 law enforcement officers searched areas within a mile of the boy's home and in rural areas around Montezuma. Mitch Mortfit of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation spoke with KCRG-TV.
We covered a lot of area, a lot of territory. We couldn't be more appreciative of those people that did show up.
Mortfit said this is classified as a missing child case and not a kidnapping. Searchers have gone door to door in Montezuma and dive teams have searched Diamond Lake, which is about a mile west of Montezuma. More than 100 Perry High School seniors sat side by side in the school's gymnasium Sunday afternoon. There was one seat that held only a cap, a gown, and a tassel on top. Melanie Gonzalez died in a drowning accident the weekend before her graduation. KCCI reports the school set aside the first chair at their commencement ceremony for Gonzalez. During graduation, school leaders also presented Gonzalez's mother and brother with her diploma. Gonzalez's classmates recalled her as always putting others before herself. As a show of that same kindness, Melanie's classmates put her first on Sunday. It started from the moment they walked into the gym, where they showed off a special addition to their gowns in honor of her, and that was purple ribbons that had been pinned to their right sleeves. Melanie Gonzalez may not have personally known every single one of her classmates, but that didn't stop each and every single one of them from resting a flower on her chair in honor of her. Those flowers were later given to her family. Well, on this Memorial Day, there are several communities that are planning to hold activities, some that are already underway. The Atlantic Memorial Day service, as you may have heard during Heartbeat Today at 7:30, is being held at the cemetery, the Atlantic Cemetery Field of Glory, and that'll include a cannon fired by members of the Son of Union Veterans of the Civil War, Camp No. 23, beginning at 10 a.m. There will be a speaker, a placement of wreaths, the Atlantic Color Guard and Rifle Squad fall in, and an Honor the Dead flyover at around 11 a.m. Also, the Exira Lions are having a Memorial Day breakfast that's getting underway right now and until 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Exira Community Center. They're serving up pancakes, eggs, sausage, biscuits and gravy, juice and coffee, all for your free will offering. And the Lewis Volunteer Fire Department is holding their Memorial Day breakfast that got underway at 7 o'clock and will run until 10. They are also serving up some pancakes and sausage with drive-through orders available for your free will donation. Elsewhere, the Newtown Avoca Historical Society will have their ice cream social from 1 until 4 today at the Sweet Vale of Avoca Museum at 504 North Elm Street. Enjoy free ice cream while you check out their new quilt display and silent auction fundraiser for Sweet Vale of Avoca Museum. Their hours are Memorial Day and weekends from 1 until 4. The Brayton American Legion Post No. 350 Memorial Day services will start at the East Nishnabotna River Bridge east of Brayton at 10 a.m. today. Services will also be held at the Oakfield Cemetery, the Bowen Cemetery, and Oak Hill Cemetery. And the Prescott United Church Disciples Memorial Day dinner at 405 6th Avenue in Prescott will include a quilt, bazaar, and bake sale from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. that is. Their menu includes meatloaf, mashed potatoes and gravy, green bean casserole, and dessert. The dining room will be open, and you can also call ahead and take out at 515-669-5375. It's $8 for adults, with kids 5 to 12 at $4, and under age 5 are free. There's more in this listing that you can see on our news page at KJAN.com. In other news, the Atlantic City Council will hold its first meeting of July this Wednesday, beginning at 5:30 p.m. in their chambers at City Hall. First up on their agenda is the review of a permit request by Wild Willies for a community fireworks demonstration scheduled for June 12th. If the permit is approved, the demonstration will take place at the Little League Diamonds across from the KJAN studios on North Olive Street. It's intended to be a family-friendly event with the possibility of food vendors on site. Wild Willies is owned by local business owners and as such subject to the local option sales tax, which city officials note benefits the city. City Administrator John Lund says if residents desire to buy fireworks, we, the city, should encourage them to buy locally. Under an agreement, the debris afterward would be cleaned up by the Boys and Girl Scouts. The Atlantic City Council will also act on an order with regard to an application for the closing of East 6th Street between Chestnut and Poplar from 10 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. on June 13th. for the benefit of children during a church service. The council has traditionally allowed requests for street closures that benefit small community events like block parties and such. City Administrator John Lund says a closure for a religious event would be similar in nature and should be approved by the council. The council this Wednesday evening is expected to set June 16th as the date for a public hearing on the passage of an ordinance that would amend Chapter 6 of the city's Code of Ordinances, changing the method of election to runoff elections. John Lund says Atlantic currently has a plurality takes all system where someone only needs to get the most votes on the first and only ballot to win. As such, only 50.01% of the vote is required to become mayor, a member of the council, and or park board. Iowa allows for two types of elections, either the current system or an alternative, where a true majority of voters is required to win. Lund says the benefits of changing to a majority system would include the winner of the final vote has a genuine mandate to lead the city by a majority of the voters and can claim their leadership and priorities are what Atlantic wants. And it prevents a scenario where the mayor is a plurality winner, not only because they are a respected individual in a community, but because they have a devoted base of support and respected candidates divide to vote. In that scenario, according to Lund, someone could become mayor for 4 years and half of Atlantic or even a supermajority activity would oppose. Lund says the Personnel and Finance Committee reviewed the options during their meeting on May the 26th and unanimously recommends the council change the election system to a majority runoff election. In order for a motion to that effect to pass, the council must first set a date of a public hearing and pass each reading during their meetings on June 16th, July 7th, and July 21st. In related business, the council Wednesday will also set June 16th as the date for a public hearing on an ordinance amendment that would change the term for the park board members from 6 years to 4 years, which the parks board favors. The council will also act on the setting of wages for 2021 pool personnel and review the contract and bonds for the West 22nd Street sidewalk project. Afterward, they'll act on passing a resolution approving the project contract and bonds. John Lund says the FY22 budget calls for $117,500 to construct that walking path, which was awarded to Henningsen Construction during the council's meeting on May 19th and came in under budget in the amount of $103,904.56. The Iowa Department of Public Health today reports there are less than 100 persons hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. Officials said there are 95 people affected by the virus who are in a hospital, and that's down from Sunday's reported 104. There were 42 additional COVID-19 positive tests reported over the previous 24 hours and no additional deaths. The health department on Monday reported 401,821 total positive tests and 6,055 total deaths since the beginning of the pandemic, including 2,365 at long-term care facilities. Iowa's 14-day positivity rate is holding steady at 2.4%. The 7-day average is also steady at 2%. There are 22 patients in a hospital ICU across the state. 13 patients with COVID or its symptoms had been admitted to a hospital, and 10 are on ventilators. In Region 4, hospitals in western and southwest Iowa specifically, there are 3 patients hospitalized with COVID or symptoms. 1 person was in an ICU. There were no new admissions or persons on a ventilator to report. And there remain 3 long-term care facilities that are reporting active COVID-19 outbreaks, with a total of 24 positive cases among patients and staff at those facilities, and 8 persons who have recovered from the virus. Health department data showed nearly 1.36 million people have completed a vaccine series in Iowa. There have been almost 2.77 million doses administered of vaccines. And a reminder that the 5 state-operated Test Iowa drive-through sites in the state hygienic lab are closed today for the Memorial Day holiday. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.